Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, May 21st, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows campaign contributions from natural gas and frac sand mining interests has spiked since 2007, along with the sand mining and processing operations that now pepper northern Wisconsin. The natural gas industry, which uses the sand for hydraulic drilling to reach deep deposits of crude oil and natural gas, and frac sand mining and processing operations contributed more than $750,000 between 2007 and 2012 to candidates for statewide office and the legislature. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, can you talk about some of the numbers in the Democracy Campaign report?
We looked at a six-year period, which really coincides with the explosion in activity in frac sand mining in Wisconsin. You go back to 2007, and there were next to no contributions coming in from these interests to Wisconsin politicians, a little bit over $18,000. You go back before that, and it was just basically not even on the radar at all. But we started seeing some donations flowing in 2007. We looked at that six-year period that followed, and we just saw exponential growth in the campaign contributions. We saw $750,000 come into Wisconsin campaigns over that period. You look at 2012 alone, over $413,000. So there was a 2,100% increase in giving by these interests. So, and that roughly coincides with the kind of growth that we've seen in frac sand mining in Wisconsin. Again, you go back to 2007, there were just a handful of these mines that had begun to sprout up and processing facilities. But, you know, by 2012, and that's where our analysis goes through to 2012, then you're looking at about 100 of these mines and processing facilities. In 2013, it's growing even more. So there's just been a huge amount of growth. And I tell you, if you drive through western Wisconsin, you go to places like Trempealeau County and get up even, you know, into the Eau Claire area, you see these huge piles of sand. You see the trucks rolling in and out of these mines. You see this activity. It's impossible to miss it. They dot the landscape. And, of course, you go up and talk to people in that area, and it's one of the things that is on their minds the most. It's the topic that gets brought up in conversation. When you talk about Wisconsin politics, they start talking about frac sand mining. So this is an issue that really doesn't register in many parts of the state, certainly not in the south or over along Lake Michigan. But, man, you get up into western and northwestern Wisconsin, and it is a huge issue. It's a huge health issue. It's an environmental issue. You know, it's a quality of life issue, the noise, the trucks, and you're also seeing this become a landscape-altering issue. You're seeing these bluffs in western Wisconsin. You're seeing some of those hills disappearing because of this mining activity. Well, that has got people really stirred up, and this has become a huge political issue. That's the reason we wanted to look at this. But I have to say, we were pretty surprised to find a 2,100% increase in campaign contributions. That says a lot about why the state has been so reluctant, I think, to move toward any kind of new regulation of this industry.
Who were the top recipients of campaign contributions from sand mining and natural gas interests, and was there any pattern to note there?
Well, you know, money flowed to power. That's the pattern. It's really obvious. The biggest recipient far and away was Governor Walker. His donations from this industry dwarfs all the other donations, but you know, other top recipients include the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, top legislative leaders, leadership-run campaign committees. So, you know, the people who are in a position to really set the agenda, control what legislation moves and doesn't move in the legislature, controls what, you know, appears in the budget or what gets signed into law when it gets to the governor's desk. Those people who are in the position to really determine whether there's going to be any kind of new regulation or any sort of new efforts to address some of the concerns that people in western Wisconsin have, that's where the money flowed. And right now the state is kind of taking the position that they're not going to do anything new with respect to frac sand mining, even though this is a very new industry here. They're basically saying any health and air air quality regulations that are on that were on the books already for all the other issues that they address. That'll have to suffice when it comes to frac sand mining. Well, I tell you, a lot of people in western and northwestern Wisconsin feel that that's woefully inadequate, and yet there's not much of a debate about what to do about frac sand mining, even though this industry is really exploding in Wisconsin. And I think our findings shed some light on why that might be.
Is there any legislation at all in the works that touches on this industry?
Yeah, there have been a number of bills introduced by one senator who happens to come from that area, Trempealeau County, western Wisconsin. Kathleen Vinehout is a senator from that area. And she's put forward, I think, five different bills that focus on giving local governments more control over this process, giving them the ability to review this and have some more control over siting permits and that kind of thing, creating more opportunities for public input, creating more transparency and more ability for people at the local level to have a role here. Right now, these outfits can kind of move in, and as long as they are within what limited state supervision there is, they're sort of good to go, and they can just operate. And sometimes these things spring up, and people at the local community level didn't even know they were coming. And all of a sudden, you've got these trucks rolling, and you've got this 24-hour-a-day activity going on, and all the noise and everything else, and you're seeing these huge mounds of sand develop, and people didn't even know that it was on the horizon. And that's what that legislation seeks to address. Now, the problem is that legislation is opposed by big interest groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And you know, we identified about $750,000 in campaign contributions from the frac sand mining interests themselves and from natural gas interests that, of course, use this frac sand in their operations to do hydraulic drilling to bring up deep reserves of natural gas. And so those interests have this direct benefit to doing this mining here in Wisconsin. But you look at, interest groups like WMC, they oppose all this legislation to create more local control, more transparency, more opportunity for public input. You look at their campaign contributions on top of the sort of single issue interest groups that are involved in natural gas extraction and frac sand mining. Now you get up to $49 million in campaign contributions from 2007 through 2012. And so, you know, these business groups, manufacturers, you know, even banking and transportation interests that have poured all this money in there, $49 million in campaign contributions, they're opposing any expanded regulation, any increased local control or transparency when it comes to this industry's operations.
Was there any other legislation coming up on the horizon that could affect this industry?
There is a budget provision that was proposed by Governor Walker. He proposed creating two extra positions at the Department of Natural Resources to be able to inspect these sites and oversee these operations. Now, that's some recognition that there needs to be better oversight or there needs to be more eyes on the ground watching what's going on. Now, critics would, quickly say that two extra people won't possibly be able to oversee all of the stuff that's happening at over 100 different sites and all these different processing facilities that they have a huge job on their hands. But that is, at least a recognition that the state doesn't have the ability to really oversee these things and have a handle on what's really going on. That state supervision and oversight has been woefully lacking.
All right. Thanks for your comments, Mike. To learn more about the frac sand boom and the coinciding campaign contributions from industries that support it, please check out the May 21st report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.